Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
How are you now? Occasional talking head for smallcaps.com.au, James Whelan, joined here by the CEO of Broken Hill Mines. BHM is the stock code on the Australian Securities Exchange, a company undergoing one of the most significant transformations in Australia's silver, lead, zinc sector. I'm a big fan of this stock, big fan of one of the fellows there, Pat Walter, as well. Hello, Pat. I know you're watching. With the Rasp Mines high grade main load now online, the Pinnacles mine fast tracking towards a June quarter 2026 restart, and silver prices at historic highs, Broken Hill Mines is positioning itself as a major producer within the globally significant Broken Hill system. I'm joined here by Brent Slattery. Brent, how are you now?
Yeah, g'day. How are you?
Yeah, not so bad at all. I've got day three voice. We are at day three of the RIU Explorers Conference outside the beautiful Esplanade Hotel. Fremantle, you're a local boy?
Yeah, I live in Aussie Park, just down the road. So just dealing with the Fremantle Bridge closure, which I'm sure has been talked about here at no end.
Is that a big event that's come out here?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a massive
newsworthy.
Yeah, massive disruption.
That is. I got too many jokes about this one. You can tell it's day three of a conference. It's absolutely exhausted. Some amazing conversations, some amazing resources, some beautiful, not to put it lightly, diamonds in the rough. And that one of those ones, Broken Hill Mines, you've managed to put together a whole bunch of, and I've got people who are in this, and I'm a huge believer in the stock, huge fan of the man crush that I have on Patrick Walter is significant. Full disclosure on this one. But how does it feel like running the great Australian story? What's the gravity of this?
Yeah, it's an awesome story. And so, you know, when Pat and I got involved early days, you know, we're just massive believers in the Broken Hill story, 140 years of history. Toho Zinc decided to get out of mining globally. The Rasp mine came up for sale. Just awesome opportunity to be part of that story and to help you know, consolidate the ore zones. So we've been pretty hard at work for the last 18 months trying to put it all together, turn around for Rasp. And, you know, we've got this amazing story, which is only partially told about the Pinnacles mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to focus on Pinnacles. We'll get into that because that story is great. And I've talked to Patrick about it so many times. That yarn is an all-time great yarn. Now let's get straight to it. I've got five or six questions for you. So we're just going to go through real quick. The main load impact, it started delivering ore, which is exceptionally high grade. The drill intercepts are high grade. Let's talk about 50% zinc equivalent and 1,700 grams per ton. I had to double check that number. Is that right? 1,700 grams per ton silver equivalent. How does the new ore source change Broken Hill Mines' production profile and cash flow trajectory?
It's transformational. Yeah. Previously, Rasp was just mining this Western mineralization ore body, large, low grade, paid the bills, but we made a decision early doors to invest, to get back onto the main load, the ore body that created BHP, essentially, to position ourselves to be, you know, a zinc, lead and silver producer. We're on it now. We got onto it by November. We're producing out of it. The grades are spectacular. It really bumps up our grade profile and we'll do that in the years to come. So very exciting.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that too. We are now, here it is, Pinnacles. Let's talk through the Pinnacles story. By basically an individual.
But family, Williams family.
Do you want to give us a quick history of that? Is that okay?
Yeah.
So such a great yarn.
Pinnacles mine was discovered a year after Broken Hill proper, 1885. It was mined, the first lead smelter existed on the Pinnacles mine site. It's been owned by a private family, the Williamses, since 1950. And they've put their blood, sweat, tears into building shovels.
In my head, it's a guy who's just out there, he's just shoveling.
It's generations, and it's just amazing. And we were very lucky to form a really productive relationship with the Williams family. They're sitting on an amazing asset, which we're only really scratching the surface of. Mm. They need a plant. We want feed for our mill. We want to grow our production. So it's a great story. High grade silver hits. A different sort of profile than the Broken Hill ore body proper. Much higher silver to lead ratio. So very exciting for us to have access to that and to start mining it come the June quarter.
Yeah. So what are the significant milestones that you've got to overcome before you hit that?
Well, the best bit about Pinnacles is that it's already an operating mine that's just been in care and maintenance. So all the approvals have been in place.
That's the best part.
It's really just dusting things off, updating and modernising some of the systems and processes. But it's really, they're just about turning it on and turning a shovel.
It's nice. No, we won't go into it. I was thinking about previous iterations of Pinnacles. We won't go into that. I'm very excited with what's under the ground of Pinnacles. I personally think there's more than anyone says that there are, but I'm not allowed to talk about that sort of stuff. Yeah, you definitely, I can, you can't. Your presentation recently highlighted a deliberate pivot towards silver production. We've got traffic out here, so I do apologise for that. At a time when silver prices have surged above US$110 an ounce, and we're going to talk to Mike from ABC Refinery in just a moment, but what proportion of BHM's revenue mix do you expect silver to represent in late 2026?
Yeah, so we've got Mainload online. Once Pinnacles come online, we expect that silver and gold will make up over the half the production profile of BHM. So massive departure from where we've been in the past.
Yeah, I think that's an underbid disquietly, but we'll see where silver goes over over the course of 26 and beyond. The tailings, the current tailings trucking process limits throughput to under 500,000 tonnes per annum. The planned filtration plant at TSF3 could unlock 750. We've got a bit of a mismatch here. You've got 750,000 tonnes per annum potentially coming online at TSF3. Your capacity is only for half a million tonnes per annum.
So we're allowed to mine and process 500 kilotons. We're running at that run rate now. Upped it from about 300 kilotons last year. So we've invested hugely. We're sprinting exploration, development and mining at RASP. But the key unlock is really this tailings plant where it allows us to take trucking off the surface because we're right in the middle of the Broken Hill Township, stop generating dust from that activity, and we're able to redirect that towards production, which is the value add. So by putting this tailings plant in, we'll have it in and operational by end of year, allows us to feed the Pinnacles ore, the Mainload ore, and the Western Mineralisation ore to so a real hub and spoke model by then.
Outstanding. Now it sure is. Yeah, bigger capacity means for more money. Don't overcomplicate it. Now let's talk about the consolidation of the Broken Hill ore bodies. Broken Hill now controls two of the three key assets in what I think a lot of people consider one of the world's richest silver, lead, zinc systems. Over a billion, that's with a B, ounces of historic silver production. What is your long-term vision for Broken Hill Mines within that region? Like I said, we're coming back to the Great Australian Story. Do you see a hub and spoke strategy evolving further? And what are the other consolidation opportunities?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, as you said, two of the three operating entities along Broken Hill. The third is Perelia. We're working very productively with Perelia to leverage some of those opportunities. That can be at the operational level, the tenement level, or something more broader. That'll happen when it happens. But the unlock that occurs there with over 3.5 million tons of processing capability across the line of load, I think is just huge. Huge for BHM, but huge for the community and all of those other stakeholders.
Yeah, and I love what's going on out there as well. Speaking of what's going on out there, you recently hosted a site visit out there, a few brokers, one of our own, Nick Burmester, from our own team, is actually out there on that. How important is it having people out there seeing what's actually going on?
Yeah, it's critically important. So we took the team to Pinnacles. The Pinnacles story is on page one of a 100-page novel. To get people out there and actually see the potential there. We've only got a 6 million ton resource on Pinnacles, but we just did a capital raise in October, raising $40 million. Most of that is going to go into the ground at Pinnacles to really show what that story could look like. It's yet to be told. So to get people on the ground are really important so they can see the potential and the ease at which we're able to bring that all to plant.
Well, thank you for joining us out here for a tea, and I'm on the coffees as well. We've got to continue the rest of the conference out here. Got a few people for you to talk to as well. But thank you for joining us out here today on a beautiful Fremantle Thursday morning. Brent Slattery, Broken Hill Mines. Cheers.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for joining us on this special presentation, Broken Hill Mines. I'm James Whelan for smallcaps.com.au. Stay safe and all the best.